Welcome to the Dayspring Podcast, where we delve into faith and fellowship through the teachings of Christ. Join us every week as we explore God's Word and discuss how to live out your faith in today's world. Be blessed as you listen to this sermon.
Well, last week we tackled transformation, basically, and we looked at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. We looked also at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 17 and 18, where it says, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we, looking like in a mirror, beholding the glory of God, we are transformed into that glory, from glory to glory by the Spirit of God. I hope you remember that. So this is not, it's a sort of tied in, but it's not necessarily a part two. Okay. So I've titled it Christ Conformity. Christ Conformity. All right. Let's read again Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Christ Conformity. Someone say Christ Conformity. It says this, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Let's read Mark chapter 2, verse 18 to 20. Mark chapter 2, verse 18. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were fasting. Then they came and said to him, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not? In that time, the major religious bodies were the Pharisees, the Sadducees, John's people, and then Jesus' people. And of all of them, it was only Jesus' people that was not fasting. It's not a license to say because you believe in Jesus, fasting has ended in your life. Please, it's not. Let's listen to what Jesus said. Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. I've explained this scripture before, that the bridegroom is Christ, and Christ was with them. So when Christ will go back to heaven, they would fast. Romans chapter 12 is an interesting chapter, but the verse 1 and 2 makes a very strong point at the very beginning. And the verse 2 says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. So the idea is that you have only two options. Either you are going to be conforming, or you are going to be transforming. And there's no middle ground, there's no neutrality to it. If you don't put the effort to transform, you will find yourself conforming. So not choosing transformation, you have already chosen conformity, not conformation. So if you say, I will not work at transforming, you are actually saying, I am working at conforming. Please, you understand that? You are actually deciding, I'm going to conform. Conformity is the act of matching someone's behavior, beliefs, or attitudes to a group norm or socially accepted standard to gain acceptance or avoid rejection. I'll take it again. It's saying that conformity is really matching, like one-to-one mapping. How you behave, what you believe, or your attitude to the socially accepted ones. Please, do you understand? So it's like you enter a setting, if they are all drinking, you may not be a drunkard, but because you join them, you start doing it. That is conformity. And he's saying that you are doing that to their accepted standard because you want to be accepted and you don't want to be rejected. And that's usually why we tend to want to conform. So sometimes it's a worship time. You see everybody's raising their hand to worship. You don't feel like raising, but Charlie, everybody's raising me to let me raise some. You see, that's conformity. The word in the Greek Suschematizo. That Greek word actually means fashioned to the same pattern. Fashioned to the same pattern. It means the pattern you see, you copy, and you become like that. Now, in my opinion, conformity in itself, I don't think it's bad. Okay, in itself, it's not bad. I gave an example. You see how we're all wearing yellow during 40 days of power. I mean, you look at the sea of people and it's beautiful. Like if you went to Greater Works, you saw everybody in yellow like that. There were not everybody was in yellow, but because yellow was the majority, it looked very, very nice, especially when the drone is going up like that. It's nice. I believe that if you enter a company of rich people, you want to conform. Very quickly. Yeah. I heard Apostle Solomon say that if you are in the midst of five wise people, you are wrong. There are actually six. And if you are in the midst of five foolish people, you are wrong. There are actually six. If you are in the midst of five poor people, you are wrong. There are actually six. And if you are in the midst of five intelligent people, you are wrong. There are actually six. It means that when you surround yourself with something, usually you want to become. You tend to copy. You tend to just pick the nature of the people. So you have to choose your friends correctly. Choose your environment very, very wisely, because you will become. That's why you are my friend. Yeah, you are very anointed. You are very powerful. That's why you are my friend. So I shouldn't stand anywhere and say Pastor Joe is not my friend. Oh, you don't know. Don't know. Please, you understand. So conformity in itself is not bad. And if there's a department that we say, okay, everybody is wearing denim jacket. Okay, we are all going to wear denim jacket. Right? And let's say it's the ashes. We are all wearing denim jacket. You see that if they all wear the jacket together, and they all start working, it's beautiful. You see, it just looks nice because everybody is like that, because they've all conformed to the instruction. Please, do you get what I'm saying? So, conformity in itself is not bad. Okay, looking at something and seeing that it is good and copying it is a very good thing. I mean, personally, I think that the leaders of this nation should just copy the things that other nations are doing and come and apply. Just conform. I mean, I wonder when this nation will actually start appreciating AI. I'm telling you. I mean, we've not even started properly producing our own cars. You see? So, and you see leaders who go to other countries, see that there are places where if you drop even gum, you will get lashed. So I think conformity is a good thing. If you see a good thing somewhere and you just want to copy it, I mean, there are certain things I go out and I see and I try and implement them in church. And I do it for myself. I mean, when I found out people can pray 24 hours, I went to try and do some. I tried. I didn't say I did it too. I said I tried. I tried. Please, do you understand? I tried. So, it's not bad to copy in a certain way, because what you see is good. Which is why, if you look at 1 Samuel chapter 8, and you look at how Israel began to talk about wanting a king, they saw that Samuel was growing old. His sons were not following God. Unfortunately, one of his sons was called Joel. I bind it to the name of Jesus. It's not me. It can never be me. My own is John 2:28. The Spirit of the Lord. Yeah, I like that one. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. I like that one. That's me. Mm-hmm. So, they look at the nations around them and they have a king that always leads them when they are going to battle. But they don't. What leads them is the ark, and then a pastor, a priest, will be following them now. For a war, pastor, war of our own being. Like, what are you doing there? But that's how God arranged it. And now the priest is growing old. He can't be going with them. And the children are not serious enough to do it. So they go to Samuel and say, make us a king like the other nations. You see, it may not in itself be a bad thing, but the point at which it becomes bad is that it goes against the will of God. Please, do you understand that? That conformity in itself is not negative unless it goes against the will of God. So if I'm in a group of people who are prayerful, I would want to conform to being prayerful as well. But if I'm in a group of people that they like fornicating and you want to conform, you may be going out of the will of God. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? So it is the going out of the will of God that makes conformity negative. Okay? That's really, really the issue. I know that many of us may have experienced it before. Because the danger of conformity is settling. Like you become okay, you become comfortable, simply because you are not being rejected. But the danger of accepting, of the acceptance other people will bring, is the issue of God's rejection. Please, do you understand that? That's why when they requested for a king, God said, they have not rejected you, they have rejected. You see, you can easily be accepted by people and end up being rejected by God. But I would rather be accepted by God and be rejected by people. I don't know about you, but I would prefer to have God with me than to have people just... So, you can understand why people like Daniel, when there's a decree written that they are not supposed to pray, in spite of that, will decide, I'm going to pray anyway. Because I would rather honor God than honor people. You can understand why the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, would decide on their own that if everybody is bowing... I mean, I can tell you that they were not the only three Hebrew boys there. And can you imagine the whole nation of the Hebrews have knelt down and only three boys are standing? Even though they know that... But they would rather decide, I will honor God than be accepted by human beings. I pray that we will be like that. I pray. Because there has to be something in us that says, I refuse to conform to the world. I refuse to conform to the world. And you see, when this scripture talks about conformity, the actual thing is, you are either conforming or you are transforming. But 2 Corinthians is now saying the transformation is to make you like the glory of God, like Christ. Please, do you understand that? So actually, you are not conforming to the world, you are transforming, and that transformation is leading to you conforming to something else. So it is not world conformity, it is Christ conformity that we are looking for. Please, do you understand me? So at the end of the day, you don't look like the world, you look more like Christ. And I pray that that will be our destination. That is why Jesus would come in, and as much as he learned from the Pharisees, learned from the religious leaders, understood that it would be better to walk in the will of God. So these same religious leaders will come and ask him, why is it that we are fasting, but you are not fasting? And you can see that in that moment, the bridegroom is with them, the Messiah is with them, so there's no need for fasting in that sense. Think about it. If they fasted, they would not be in the will of God. Think about it. But then Jesus goes and they fast and they are in the will of God. Because it has to do more with the will of God than with what is happening around you. Can I tell you something? It is better to follow the will of God than what people are doing. Yes, it's better. That sense of acceptance is a lie. I don't know if it's happened to you before, but me, it's happened to me before. Have you bombed the paper before? You bombed like basa. Has it happened to you before? Okay. It's happened to me before. And how did you feel when you realized you had bombed? I think, Charlie, it's not a very pleasant thing at all. It pained me right from after the paper. You didn't even see the result. You know that, Charlie Ankoye. Yay. I like that. But then, how did you feel? And when you come out of the paper and you realize Ankoye, then you see that all your classmates, they all start talking about Ankoye, Ankoye, Ankoye. How do you feel now? Now you say, Charlie, you like you've drunk cold water. You're like, you are okay. Then when the results come, you get 20. And you say, Charlie. And you feel bad again. But by the time you realize they are talking, and then the highest was 25%. You got 20%, too. The highest was 25. Oh, I've done well. I tried. You immediately start telling yourself, oh, I've tried. You see, but the question is that God's will? That's the issue. You see, that's the issue. Is that God's will? Everybody is sending their child to this school. You two, you are going to do something. Is that really God's will? Everybody is married. You also want to marry. And now they say, tall, dark, handsome, six-pack. You almost immediately... The question is that the will of God? As for me, if the lady doesn't have hips there, maybe I'm not talking to the lady. Do you understand? So it's more important that we find out what is the will of God. And we live that out. We live that out. And that is Christ's conformity. Conforming to what God has written concerning you. Conforming to what God has said concerning you. Conforming to what God wants you to do. Someone say, I refuse to conform. Let me just say this, that world conformity is the greatest foolishness. It's the greatest foolishness. Because you will see it and you think, okay, then let me do some. But it is not in the will of God for you. So everybody is marrying. And they are using decor 50,000, photography 20,000. The wedding dress 10,000. The food is from Men's Cook. And you are putting all these things together, and the wedding rings is 25,000. And you heard that your friend is doing it. You are, the decor money alone can change your family's life. No. Sometimes we have to accept that this is the state. And you want to conform. You will see that by the time you are done, you've been very foolish. Very foolish. And I'm not insulting you. I mean, when we're going to marry, and I mean, to tell you the truth, I just wanted to sign and go home. Because the fanfare was becoming too much. I'm not saying that you should sign. Come to God. Come and let's come and marry here. But I definitely wanted to be at the altar. That one there, no two ways. But look, we said, okay, we'll do it. So we started doing it, and then I noticed some things cropping up. I won't tell you where they were coming from, but the engagement, there was cultural troop inside. I said, I should pay people to come and sit there and be doing kudung 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 kudung. As somebody is entering, I said, forget. It's not happening. I should pay that money. We can play the kukuru over the mixer. We'll play it over the mixer. No. It's not coming. I put my foot down. I canceled it. Where it came from, after the wedding, after the honeymoon, after everything, there was a meeting, and where it came from, the person said, it's good we didn't do the cultural trip. I said, oh, because that conformity is only for show, and that is the end. Ask yourself, how many things do you want to do that is just because you've seen somebody doing it? The question is it the will of God? And you have to have that strong inside you that for me, instead of doing what I'm seeing, I will rather do the will of God. I would rather do the will of God. So when we come to church, you know God wants you to praise Him and thank Him. Are you going to keep your hands down just because everybody is keeping their hands down? You know that God wants you to dance and praise Him. He's done something big for you. Wear white, come to church and dance. And if nobody is dancing with you, you dance your dance. You are the one who knows what God has done for you. If nobody is praying, we are praying. And you yourself, you know that God needs you praying. Whether people are praying at 1 a.m. or not, you wake up and pray. You wake up and do it. Maybe you say, oh, we are giving for the manifestation project. And you see, like the pastors today, they like the money too much. So I'll give 100 cedis. I'll give 100 cedis. But you know in your heart, God wants you to give 2,000. You say, no. You are conforming. But do the will of God. Are you here, somebody? Say, I'll do the will of God. I will do the will of God. I'll do what God wants me to do. You have to decide that. If you are going to experience true transformation, you have to begin from the point of deciding, I'm not conforming. That's why it starts with, do not be conformed. Be strong in that. And after that, work on your transformation. I pray that this morning you decide that you are not conforming. You decide that you are pushing on. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? You have to decide inside you that you are not going to conform. And when you do that, you'll be walking in wisdom. You'll be walking in the will of God. You'll be walking in what God wants you to do. People have lost so much because they've tried to be like somebody else. Don't do that. The best version you can be is your own version. It's your own self. Pray the way you pray. If you listen to some people leading prayer and the kind of tongues that they say, it is not the usual one, you know. But we like it like that. Keep it like that. Lead us like that. We like it like that. That is how you are. That is what we know. That is how you relate with God. We like it. Be yourself. Be yourself. Don't conform. Don't conform. And let me say it again. I am not saying that we should be disorderly or we should be rebellious. I'm saying don't conform as long as you know it is in the will of God.
Thank you for listening to the Dayspring podcast. Hope you were blessed. Connect with us on all social media platforms at ICGC Dayspring. God bless you. Your kingdom come, your will be done.